stars will be thrown down, okay, and they will disappear, okay, then the sky will be clear. What will be there? Okay, the angels, okay, and the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, the people will realize this is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about me? Okay? Me, this is what the verse which I want to give you the meaning. Okay? That day shall you be brought to judgment, not a secret will be hidden. I want to stop here. Sisters, again and again. Do you understand what is the meaning of this one verse of Surah Al-Haqqa? No, I want to clarify it to you. You know what will be clear on that day? All your feet. On that day, who will be there? All the human beings whom they were created from Prophet Adam to the Day of Judgment. They will listen to all your secrets. Okay, all the angels and all the jinn. The jinn. And the human being and the angels whom they were created from the Prophet Adam until the Day of Judgment, they are there. And on that day, no secret will be there. First, we will not have any clothes, but our eyes will be up. So no one will look to anyone because the situation is too tough to think. Okay, there is no way. You know what will be the problem, sister? The problem is that number one, all your feelings will be known to everyone. Suppose today, I am living today. I come to the place. And I tell, for example, to Sister Muhiba, Salamu Alaikum. Sister Muhiba didn't reply to me in a nice way. Okay? So I take, for example, Sister Aisha aside, and I tell her, this Sister Muhiba is this and that and this and that. After 5 minutes, Sister Muhiba came and tell me, Sister Mona, how are you? I love you. I didn't realize that you tell me Salamu Alaikum. Sister Muhiba on the Day of Judgment will know every word which I said about her, but not only Sister Muhiba. Everyone will realize this is a very small. What I say about my husband, what I say about my neighbor, what I do with my friend, what kind of feeling which I have. When I look, for example, to Sister Khadija and I tell her, oh, mashallah, Sister Khadija, you have a very nice clothes. Then in between myself, I say, she doesn't deserve it. I deserve it. On the Day of Judgment, Sister Khadija will. This is number one. The feelings, the envy, the pride, the hate, the selfishness, all of this will be clear in front of everyone. So let us think it again. What you were saying about your husband, to your mother, okay, to your friend, your mother-in-law, all our relations acting as if we will not die, as if I will not stand, and everyone is listening to my story. My husband will know everything. My mother-in-law, everyone knows everything. What I will say at that time to myself, and what is the most important? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will tell me one thing, you know, why? Why you didn't believe that you will meet me on that day? I mentioned this in the Quran many, many, many times. Did you recite the Quran with your heart once upon a time in your life? Or you were busy, very busy. It's extremely busy. Why? Because I am running. Money, wealth, cars, houses, husband, kids, clothes, this and that, sister. It is a very big reality, sisters. Are we Muslims? Are we believers? Are we reciting the Quran? You know, this is one verse of the Quran. Still, I will give you more and more. Still in the same verse, okay? When we will be, you know, no secret, okay, will be hidden from us. Now, if I am a believer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, okay, and if I am a believer, now this is the person who believes that there will be no secret, what will be my attitude in this life? My attitude in this life, you know, will be that I will only say the truth. I will only live the truth, but again, the truth is very difficult for the people. because the truth is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people, they don't like to follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they don't like to follow, I like to follow. Okay, this is how the Muslims has to be. Okay, so when the people will know that I am the one following the truth, many of them will not talk to me. Because they will say she's saying the truth. She's never putting mask when she, you know, she has the... Many of the people will not talk to me. All praise to Allah. I don't want to know them. Because they are confusing me with their false ideas, with their false way of life, with their total confusion. All praise to Allah. I will have those whom they agree with me that I will stand in front of everyone. So let me from now live this reality. When Sister Muhiba will not reply to my Assalamu Alaikum, I will tell to myself, Mona, none of your business. Maybe she has an excuse, maybe not. None of my business. I don't want to do any bad deed. Let me shift my thinking in another direction. Salamu alaikum, Sister Khadija. How are you? How are you? I forget completely. Why? Because I am aware that if I say one word, it will come in front of Allah, then every I don't want it. You see, this is how, when you believe in reality, in one verse of the Quran, how our... Now, when I will not say one word to Sister Muhiba once, then I go home and my husband tell me, "Yo, this is too late, too late, too late, this and that, you know, and I can get nervous, and I can reply, and I can shout, and I can have a big fight, and this and that. And then I remember that I will be standing in front of Allah, and the patient people, okay, will have a reward which no one knows it. I will tell to myself, Mona, hold on. You will be standing in front of Allah. Don't reply. Tell to Allah, Allah, I will be patient for your sake. I will not answer. I am saving my time. I am saving my life. I am saving my health. I am saving my worship to Allah. How I will worship Allah if I am fighting with Muhiba, then fighting with Muhammad, then fighting with my kid? I am all the time under pressure. I can't worship Allah. But when I am always with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in any event of my life, I remember I will stand in front of Him. Oh Allah, for your sake. Never reply. Now the time of prayer will come. I will pray. While I am in the sujood, in the prostration, I will tell to Allah, today Muhiba oppressed me. Oh Allah, I kept silent for your sake. Oh Allah, give me more power to keep the same. Today Muhammad was about to stimulate me to reply. I don't want. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is the life of the true believer. Gradually, this will be your habit. You will be more comfortable. You are not replying to anyone. Why I will reply to the people? At all. And by time, you will have very good relation with everyone. Your husband will realize that you will never reply. So by time, he will never shout. You know, by time, he will try to respect you. Because you never reply. The rest of the people are the same. Whom they like me, well and good. Whom they don't like me, all praise to Allah. I don't want to know anyone. This is number one. Number two, sisters, which is very important, I want to clarify to you. One of our biggest problems as Muslims is that we care a lot for the point of view of the people. Okay, suppose today I come to the masjid, okay, and then you tell me, for example, Sister Mona, do you have $10 to pay for anything? Okay, whatever, we are collecting money, and in reality I don't have, for example, and I always don't have, for example. So I will tell to myself, if I say in front of everyone that I don't have, they may feel that I am poor or I am this, I am this. Okay, you know, I was having $1,000 in my pocket, but I forget it at home. I am very rich in reality. Yes, we have a lot of money at home. Yes, yes, don't think that because hiding. What if someone will ask me, for example, your son failed in the exam. No, this is not good, Sister Mona, why? So I will tell, you know, my son failed, this time I will try to get excuses for the people, excuses for the, why? Why ask yourself if I will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment and it will be clear to everyone that I never have a dollar in my pocket. In reality, I was a liar. Why I will lie in this life? Why I will lie? I want you, sister, this is the reality of Islam. The reality of Islam is to have your heart connected, having fear only with Allah. Get rid of the pressure and the burden of the people from your shoulder. Sister Mona, for example, my neighbor knocked on my door. Sister Mona, Muslima. This is the Muslim's attitude. We heard your husband shouting to you in a very tough way. What is going on? This is reality? Okay? I am supposed to tell her, no. This was the television. It is the sound of the television. My husband is kissing my hand every day in the morning. Yes. We are living very nice life. We are two birds loving each other all the time. Whenever you listen to any sound, this is the television. Yes. Ha. What benefit I get when I lie? I am a liar. Then after I will close, the door, I will start to cry. Because this is my reality. And I can't face it with anyone. Okay? I start to put a lot of burdens on myself. Then I will start to think it over. My neighbor will go to the masjid. And she will tell to everyone about me. Then now everyone will know that Sister Mona is treated badly with her husband. I am not respectable. So I will never go to the masjid anymore. Yes, because I can't face the people. Many people are changing their direction of life because of the other people. Why? Let them say whatever they say. They can do any benefit for me. They are the one providing me. They are the one sustaining me. They will be the one to give me mercy. So I only care for Allah. When someone will tell me, I heard your husband shouting, I will tell her, yes. What do you think? This is the marriage life. One day he will shout to me. One day I will cry. Says my friend, this is the marriage life. I will never lie. Then, what is more important? I don't have a burden because of the people. They are out of my life. I want to come to the masjid for 3 years with one dress. This is my problem. Not the people problem, sister. This is the most important. When you will get rid of the burden of the people, you will be very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the only one whom you will care for, when I'm going out now, I want to be quickly in the masjid within 5 minutes. These clothes, I put it 10 times in masjid al-mu'mineen. I will put it 50 times in masjid al-mu'mineen. No problem. The sisters maybe will be saying, why Sister Mona? Let them say. Let them do. Let them whatever. This is the most important, sisters, to change the Muslims. Why? Because Allah said that on the day of judgment, all our secrets will be clear. Okay? So I want you, sisters, for the sake of Allah, if you want to get the benefit of the message, okay, don't give any attention to the point of view of the people around you. Try to be a true believer. Only care for the evaluation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people will say, Sister Mona is very poor. All praise to Allah. Sister Mona is not respectable by the people. Allah knows I am respectable or not. We will not talk to her. She is not a class from a high class. You are from a high class. We cannot be all high class. I am the low class side. No problem. Okay, what is that? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحاقة
الحاقة
ما الحاقة
ما الحاقة
وما أدراك
أدراك
ما الحاقة
الحاقة
كذبت
ثمود
وعاد
بالقارعة فأما
ثمود
فأهلكوا
بالطاغية
وأما
عاد
رماد
فأهلك
فأغلق
بريح
بريح
صرصر
صرصر
عاتية
عاتية
سخرها
سخرها
عليهم
عليهم
سبع
سبع
ليال
ليال
وثمانية
وثمانية
أيام
أيام
حسوما
حسوما
سترى
فترى
القوم
القوم
فيها
فيها
صرعى
صرعى
كأنهم أعجاز
أعجاز
نخل
نخل
خاوية
خاوية
فهل
فهل
ترى
ترى
لهم
لهم
من
من
باقية
باقية
وجاء
وجاء
فرعون
فرعون
ومن
ومن
قبله
قبله
والمؤتفكات
والمؤتفكات
والمؤ
والمؤتفكات
والمؤت
والمؤت
فيكات
فيكات
والمؤتفكات
والمؤتفكات
بالخاطئة
بالخاطئة
فعصوا
فعصوا
رسول
رسول
ربهم
ربهم
فأخذهم
فأخذهم
أخذة
أخذة
رابية
رابية
إنا
إنا
لما
لما
طغى
طغى
الماء
الماء
حملناكم
حملناكم
في الجارية
في الجارية
لنجعلها
لنجعلها
لكم تذكرة
تذكرة
وتعيها
وتعيها
أذن
أذن
واعية
واعية
فإذا
فإذا
نفخ
نفخ
في
في
الصور
الصور
نفخة
نفخة
واحدة
واحدة
وحملت
وحملت
الأرض
الأرض
والجبال
والجبال
فدكتا
فدكتا
دكة
دكة
واحدة
واحدة
فيومئذ
فيومئذ
وقعت
وقعت
الواقعة
الواقعة
وانشقت
وانشقت
السماء
السماء
فهي
فهي
يومئذ
يومئذ
واهية
واهية
والملك
والملك
على
على
أرجائها
أرجائها
ويحمل
ويحمل
عرش ربك
عرش ربك
فوقهم
فوقهم
يومئذ
يومئذ
ثمانية
ثمانية
يومئذ
يومئذ
تعرضون
تعرضون
لا تخفى
لا تخفى
منكم
Khafiyah.
Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Oh Allah, our Lord, the controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.